call in, connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.
If you're in a constitutional crisis, why are you resistant to moving forward with impeachment?
Well, I'm not going to talk about impeachment, but that may be the short answer is that may not be the best answer in this constitutional crisis. There are a lot of considerations for that, and that may not be the best answer for this constitutional crisis.
See, he said that the other day. That was the day before Comey was on the town hall, and I pulled it because it's been haunting me ever since. The day that he said it, and now all of a sudden, you know, this morning he's like, well, look, the answers that we're getting from their lawyers, they're not grounded in any legal, you know, viable legal argument, and it's not, you know, obviously Congress has oversight responsibility for the executive branch, right? So, you know, this argument that they need a legitimate, you know, legislative purpose, which obviously they have, but that they need one to do oversight is bullcrap, okay? They're not invoking executive privilege. They're just thumbing their nose. They're provoking Congress into impeachment. This is what Nancy Pelosi said the other day. They're goading us into impeachment. And I think Rick Wilson's idea is that the president does want to run as a victim. He does want to run as somebody who's being attacked for something that's been disproven. But it hasn't been disproven. All we got from Mueller was that his collusion, that the conspiracy investigation was materially impaired by the destruction of documents, by the destruction of evidence, by the lying, by the use of encrypted apps that didn't save the text messages. That's all we got on the conspiracy thing. Like, why couldn't he charge it? It was because his investigation was, quote, materially impaired by that. And then on the obstruction, we get that he can't clear him on obstruction. If he could, he would so state. But the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel, says you can't indict a sitting president. So we have this mystery that is the Mueller report and no Mueller to question. So I do want you to know that the Senate, that Dianne Feinstein sent a letter along with the rest of the Judiciary Committee members, Democratic. So Patrick Leahy's the ranking, and Durbin and Sheldon Whitehouse and Amy Klobuchar and Chris Coons and Mazie Hirono, who's amazing, and Kamala, who's amazing, and Richard Blumenthal and Cory Booker. They all signed on to a letter asking Lindsey Graham to call forth Mueller because Lindsey Graham wrote a letter of inquiry to Mueller. He actually wrote Mueller a letter to ask him if Bill Barr, the letter that he wrote to, he wrote two letters to Bill Barr, Mueller did. He wrote two letters to Bill Barr to say that Bill Barr is mischaracterizing what the findings of the Mueller report were. That he's mischaracterizing the substance. That's everything. The findings, the substance, he's mischaracterizing what is in there, right? And so Lindsey Graham wrote a letter to Mueller late last week asking if he wanted to testify about any misrepresentation of a call that happened between himself, Bob Mueller, special counsel, and our Attorney General Bill Barr. There's been no reply to Lindsey Graham's letter. You would think Lindsey Graham would then subpoena Mueller to appear. Well, the entire Democratic makeup of the Judiciary Committee signed on to a letter asking Lindsey Graham to go ahead and call him. Now, I guarantee you Mitch McConnell, who is in charge of the whole Senate, including all the chairmen of all the committees, which includes Lindsey Graham at Judiciary, is telling him, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you get that we're all complicit in this? We were briefed, you moron. We were told what was going on and we did nothing. None of us have clean hands. We can't go down this road. We can't do the investigation. We will become exposed. We will lose our elections. That's what's going on. That's just a fact. So what do we do in a situation where we have a lawless, guilty Senate majority? At least the leader is guilty. At least the Senate judiciary. Now, you know, you want to know something about just to put to death the dossier crap. The dossier, all right, so we know we had a counterintelligence investigation opened by the FBI, counterintelligence, not a criminal inquiry, but a counterintelligence inquiry was opened in July. I believe it was July 21st of 2016. And that's when Congress got briefed. So they've known since July. The dossier was delivered to Senator John McCain in October. I think it was October 18th. So July comes before October. So this had nothing to do with the dossier. And that's where their timeline falls apart. But they're trying to do something to say the whole thing was bullcrap because of the dossier. But the dossier wasn't delivered by Chris Steele to Senator John McCain because Chris Steele didn't understand why the FBI wasn't, doing more. And that's because it was secret. And so he delivered it to a senator that he thought would be responsive. And guess what McCain did? He showed the dossier to Lindsey Graham. Google it. He showed the dossier to Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham instructed John McCain to give the dossier to the FBI in October. But the FBI had already opened up a counterintelligence investigation, which Lindsey Graham was very clear about. He knew, so did McCain, so did McConnell, so did Burr. They knew. They were briefed. And Lindsey Graham is now playing CYA. Everybody goes, why is he such a bootlicker? Why is he such a, he called him a kook. He called him a con man. He called him a fraud. He called him, MF. He called him everything. Anything and everything that you could possibly say about what Trump is. And that Trump is he's not going to deliver. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a fraud. He's a kook. He's a nut. He's crazy. He's unstable. He's all these things and should never be president. Why is he licking his boots now? Because he's complicit. And so are many, many of the Senate Republicans, especially everyone in leadership over there. So that's our problem. We have, a compromised Senate. We have a compromised president. We have a attorney general who is... He thinks he took a loyalty oath not to the Constitution, but to the president himself. And we're in dire straits. So the question is, what do you think we should do? Now, I'm going to be clear about what I think we should do, okay? For me, the Constitution comes first. When you take an oath to, serve this country in any capacity, even my little capacity as a ground pounder, You take an oath to the Constitution. You don't take an oath to the president. You don't take an oath to politics. You don't take an oath to a party. You take an oath to the Constitution because the Constitution and the law is the glue that binds this country together in good times and bad. Politics, on the other hand, is divisive and drives us apart. Politics and politicians come and go. The Constitution is forever. And if we don't defend it, if we don't stand for it, if we don't uphold it, then we don't exist. There's no America.